Australian PI Podcast, Episode 7, coming to you from the headquarters of Cloak Investigations. And that noise in the background was my phone, my wonderful iPhone, telling me that I have an email. Anyway, sorry it's been so long since the last podcast. I think it's been a good 6 months, perhaps longer. We've had a lot going on here at Cloak Investigations, a lot of things happening. Our business has been steadily growing and very busy, so there hasn't been a lot of time to do any podcasts or blogs, unfortunately, as much as I love to do them. But anyway, we've got an interesting episode for you today. We're going to be talking about stuff, gear, kit, all the gadgets and things that I have in my kit anyway, the things that I've used and that I can recommend, the things that I've used and that I wouldn't recommend. I don't endorse any products in particular. I don't have any alliances with any suppliers. All I know is what I've used personally and what I think is good and what isn't good. So that's pretty much all the information I can give you about equipment as such. But we have been asked to do an episode on equipment, so that's what we'll be talking about today. And we'll also be talking about a cool little app that I found that I've been using that should be very useful to PIs out in the field. So a lot of interesting stuff to come. Stay with us. Okay, our app for today is called Timestamp. Now, I have to explain that all of the apps that I talk about on this podcast are iPhone apps, simply because I have an iPhone and I can talk about those apps knowledgeably because I've used them. So anybody with an Android, I'm sorry, I don't mean to leave you out, but I can't talk about Android apps and recommend them. So I like to be able to, anything that I talk about that I recommend, I like to know that I've used it and that, you know, I know what I'm talking about. So Android users, I'm really sorry. Maybe you should go get an iPhone. I think they're better anyway. Sorry, I shouldn't have said that. Anyway, our app for today, as I said, is called Timestamp. And it is a really handy little app because, I don't know, any PIs that sort of regularly do surveillance will tell you that having a little hidden camera, which we'll talk about next, a little mini DV handheld camera is very useful, and it will be used quite regularly. Cameras such as keychain cameras and watch cameras and all the various hidden cameras that we use. But quite often nowadays, because we all carry our smartphones around with us that have very good cameras on them, we end up using our smartphones as well. And as most people with a smartphone know, you can surreptitiously film somebody and you can be looking as though you're just checking your Facebook or mucking around with your phone. Meanwhile, you're filming the person at the next table or the person in front of you in the queue, or you're even just recording a conversation that you're having with someone without them actually knowing. So it's a really handy little device, our smartphone these days, and I know that I've sort of resorted to using mine on various occasions in place of my keychain cam or my other cameras. So the problem, though, up until recently has been that for any sort of footage that you're going to be supplying, you need to usually have it time and date stamped. And by time and date stamp, for all those non-PIs out there who may be listening, where the actual date and the time in continuation is being recorded or stamped onto the footage that you're filming, so that when you play it back, you can see when that footage was shot. Very important for anything that's going to be used as evidence in court. So most PIs, as a matter of course, any video that they record will be time and date stamped. But with iPhones, iPhones don't necessarily come with the ability to do that. So this app has been developed, and there's quite a few apps like this on the market. This one's a free one. I always go for free apps first. I always try them out, although I find a lot of free apps will bombard you with advertising until you pay the advertising to go away. But this one doesn't seem to have that as an issue, and it's just called Video Timestamp, and you can buy it. You can get it through the App Store. You don't have to buy it. It's a free app, as I said. And it will time and date stamp all your iPhone video. You can choose to record with sound or without sound. So that's really, really handy for anyone working in the southern states where you're not allowed to record audio. So you can turn the sound off. And you can also turn the date off if you do want to. I don't know why you'd want to though. And you can also change the aspect ratio, so you can have 640 by 480 or you can have 960 by 540, which is landscape. You have to remember though with that one that if you're filming landscape, you need to be able to be turning the phone sideways, otherwise the timestamp kind of gets cut off. But yeah, really handy little app, and one that gets used a fair bit. So I hope that was helpful. That was our app of the day. Well, now we're going to talk about the subject of equipment for surveillance. Now, by no means do I profess to be an expert on equipment. There are PIs out there who are complete tech heads who can tell you how everything works. They can build a hidden camera from scratch using a couple of pieces of wire and some tin foil. They are awesome. I wish I was like them, but I'm not. But we have had lots of requests from listeners wanting to know about what sort of equipment you need and what's going to be useful out there in the field when you're doing surveillance. So I thought, well, the best I can do is go through my own kit and talk about some of the stuff that I've got and some of the stuff that I've used and I can sort of, speak knowledgeably about. So I'm opening my kit bag as we speak, and I'm just going to pull out whatever's in there and talk about it, talk about whether it's good, talk about whether it's useful or whether it's not so good. Probably most PIs who have been doing this for a while will tell you they have lots of discarded pieces of surveillance equipment around the place that they've bought thinking it was going to be a good idea, and it's turned out to be crap. So I think I have a few of those sorts of things in here too. I have a hidden camera bag that I tried to make myself out of a handbag. It was kind of made on the fly, and it was very, very poor effort, I have to say. I've now stripped the camera out of that bag, and I'll probably send the bag to Vinnie's because it's not even a handbag that I would normally use. It's not really my style. So I'll throw that one aside, but I will talk about that very briefly. You can put cameras into bags, into various different types of bags, but it's difficult to find a bag that's going to be suitable for that task because it needs to be a bag where you can sort of insert the camera and not have it look obvious. So anything, with handbags, anything with a lot of buttons down the side perhaps, or things like that, or sort of a heavily patterned bag where a little black hole isn't going to stand out a mile. But you have to think with handbag cameras, and this would obviously only apply to female PIs or cross-dressing male PIs, I guess, you're going to be sort of using it for work where you're kind of wanting to be perhaps recording a conversation you're having with someone, or you're going to be fairly close to them because pinhole cameras don't work very well at a distance. So for any sort of distance work, they're not going to be much good, although they can be used at a push if you're desperate. Any sort of hidden camera, pinhole camera, they're going to be only really useful in well-lit areas and also when you're fairly close to your subject. So quite often you might want to make sure that you build in a microphone as well, and you can get cameras that come with the camera and the microphone built in, but they're a little bit difficult to insert into objects because whilst you may have a hole for the camera, there isn't a hole for the microphone that sits directly below the camera. So it's a tricky one because obviously then your sound is going to be quite muffled if it's in behind material of some sort. So building bag cameras is a tricky thing, but look, it's fun to play around with, and if you've got the time to muck around with super glue and fabric glue and all sorts of things to get a really good bag camera set up, you can make them out of backpacks. I've got one that I use that is in a backpack, and that's quite a good one actually, and it works quite well, but once again, no good if I'm trying to record audio. But always handy to have something like that probably in your arsenal. These little fisheye cameras, these little mini ones that you can just kind of insert into things, also will go into shirts. The ones that OzSpy sell, look, I can't vouch for the quality, but they do come with a handy array or assortment of buttons that you can sort of screw onto the front of the camera, so you can actually have it as like a shirt button or a jacket button. So it just looks like when it's on, it just looks like an ordinary button. No one would ever be able to pick that it was a camera in a million years. So, you know, they can be handy under the right circumstances, and definitely probably something I would say that, you know, I have used a few times and they're okay. Just practice with them though, because, you know, if you've just bought it and you're going out on a job and you're expecting to get really good footage of your subject front and center, and you haven't practiced with it, you'll find that it's very frustrating viewing when you finally get to plug it back into the computer and see what you've shot. So you really want to spend some time practicing with your angles, working out what angles you need to hold it at or to have it at to get the best shots possible. So that when you're out there in the field, you don't have to be thinking too much about your camera angles, and you can be concentrating on other things that you need to be doing so while you're filming. So, yeah, I won't recommend any particular brand with these. As I say, I think there's good and bad out there. You know, it's best to maybe do your research and talk to other PIs who might have used them. In Queensland, it's legal to use these cameras and to record video and audio. You can record audio only, you know, as long as you are party to the conversation, though. So, you know, make sure that, you know, you are obeying those laws. Otherwise, any evidence you collect illegally won't be admissible in court. All right, what have I got next? Well, I've got my trusty little GPS navigator here. I've got a TomTom here. TomTom's okay, you know, as long as you keep the software updated on it so that it's got all the most recent road changes and things like that. And make sure you have your settings set correctly when you're using navigators, because we had a rather unpleasant experience on the way back from Sydney on one occasion where we had it set for the shortest route, and it took us down a very bumpy, corrugated dirt road for about 90 kilometres. So it ended up taking us about three times longer to drive back because we could only go about 10 kilometres on this very, very rough road. But it was the shortest distance, so the TomTom, you know, found that route for us. So make sure your settings are correct, but they are vital when you're doing follows and when you're trying to find your way around. And certainly anything that's got voice direction on it is great, so you're not having to take your eyes off the road all the time to follow the directions it's giving you. So get a good one of those, and have that in your car at all times. Very handy little piece of kit, that one. What else have I got here? Oh, this is an interesting little piece of equipment. Now, I can't vouch for the quality of this. I've only used it once. It's called, the brand is Maginon, I think is how you pronounce it. And they were selling these at Aldi. It's a digital night vision device, and it's actually a video camera. that records in infrared. And look, I used it once and it actually worked really well. It's annoying to try and use in the dark. The controls are really weird. But once you get used to it, I think it's okay. And obviously you have to be careful not to blind yourself. IR technology isn't very good for your eyesight if you're pointing in the direction of any sort of light source. So it's really the sort of thing that you might use in, you know, very, very dark conditions. But yeah, it seemed to work pretty well, surprisingly, for something that I bought at Aldi. But I bought it because I was more curious to see how IR technology worked, because I didn't have anything like that, and I'd never seen anything like that before. So it comes with its own little case, and it's quite sturdy and chunky. It looks as though you could throw it around a bit and it probably would be okay. It's very sturdily built. And it's got a slight zoom on it, nothing too spectacular though. And only very basic controls. And it records onto a memory stick or a memory card. I can't remember. I think it's just a 4 gig micro SD memory card. So that's the Digital Night Vision Device, NV400D, for anyone that wants to Google it. And certainly an interesting little piece of equipment, that one. And probably one I might end up using again. I hope I do. It was kind of fun. And I really felt like a true blue spy when I was using it. So there you go. All right, what's next in here? What else have I got? I'll bring out my assortment of hidden cameras so that I can talk about those. So the one that I use the most is my key fob camera. It's a Lawmate brand. Lawmate, you can buy these online. I don't think OzSpy sells them. And it looks exactly like a car remote opening, closing device, whatever you call it. You would never know that it was a camera in a million years unless you knew what to look for. And so the buttons that are the would normally on a car device be to open and close the car doors and the boot are actually in this case used to start and stop the recording and to take photos. You can take still photos with this as well. And it's all time and date stamp stuff. You just have to insert the settings according to the instructions onto the little mini SD, micro SD card that's in it. And it's not a bad device. I've had two of these so far. The first one I got, which was the latest model, the time and date stamp was just hopeless on it. Every time the battery went dead on it, I had to reset the time and date stamp, which wasn't ideal. So that wasn't very reliable. And I've noticed the next one, I actually sent it back to Lawmate because they said it wasn't supposed to have been doing that. And they sent me another, like an earlier model one that they just had in stock there. And that one seems to work a lot better. I haven't had any trouble with the time and date stamp on that one. And the battery seems to last for longer as well. So, yeah, I don't really know what the story is there, but it's quite good. Obviously, like all hidden cameras, it uses a little tiny pinhole lens, so it's no good in low light conditions. You need to be in a fairly well lit sort of area. Although I have used these in nightclubs and things like that, and provided that you're sort of pointing it towards a light source, it will pick up reasonably well. They're really more for sort of daylight conditions. But in daylight, they produce quite a good clear picture, and the audio is pretty good too. So the audio pickup on them is quite impressive for a tiny little camera like that. Now, a lot of you guys out there are going to want specs, and I can't really give them to you. But if you'd want to check out the PVRC200 keychain digital video recorder by Lawmate online. It will give you all the specs for that device. So, and it just charges via a normal you know, plug, or you can plug it into the computer and charge it that way, I believe, as well. So that's pretty cool. I've used that one a lot. Another one that I've got here is a digital watch, digital video watch. So it looks exactly like a man's watch. And yes, it's a little bit masculine for me. But then, you know, if I want to dress like a bit of a tomboy, then, you know, it fits quite well. But yeah, so this is, I mean, you wouldn't see the camera in a million years on this one. The actual camera is built into the face of the watch. It just looks like a typical sports watch, or, you know, diving watch or something like that. It's got big chunky, you know, buttons on the sides that actually operate the device. It also records audio, and yeah, and I think it's even, I've got a feeling this one is even a bit waterproof too. I'm not sure. Anyway, I'm just looking at what the model is, and I can't see any details on that, but I believe this was another Lawmate product. So, yeah, but that's not going to be very helpful to anyone because I can't even tell you what the model is of it. I haven't got the instructions with the box. I try to keep everything in their boxes to protect them. But anyway, but a watch camera is pretty handy. Obviously really good. It blends in really well. And the only thing with this one, though, is it has a built-in memory. So it doesn't have a separate memory card. And I think the built-in memory isn't particularly large. So it's only, you know, good for sort of short recording time. So for quick sort of things that aren't going to take a long time. So that one doesn't get used as often for that reason, because I'm always worried about running out of memory on it. And then I've got this little pen camera, which I've never actually used, but I should use it because it looks pretty cool and it looks like it'd be fun to use. The only problem with a pen is, you know, where do you put it and how do you hold it to kind of look sort of surreptitious, kind of suspicious. Anyway, but it's, yeah, it looks exactly like a normal pen. It even writes. It's got, you know, you can actually write with it. What I did see recently that I would love to get is the coffee cup, the disposable coffee cup camera. And it's actually built into the lid of, you know, like what looks like a disposable coffee lid, I think. And you can actually put it onto any coffee mug, and it's a camera. So all the mechanisms are actually built into the lid itself. And I thought that would be ideal because then I could have my coffee on the job as well, which is a vital piece of equipment, I say. The old cup of coffee when you're on surveillance. Don't know what I'd do without coffee. It's the best invention ever. All right, what else have I got in my kit here? Well, I've got a GPS tracker. So this device goes onto a car or a vehicle or into a vehicle and tracks where the vehicle is in real time and also provides a full history of where the vehicle's been over a period of time since the device has been turned on. The one I've got, though, I'm not all that impressed with. It's an AusSpy brand, GPT-002, and it is a bit unreliable because the battery tends to come a bit loose in it. This only has a very limited scope of application anyway due to the laws of Australia, which limit the use of these devices. If you own the vehicle, you can use it in Queensland. But if you do not own the vehicle, you can't just install one of these things and follow somebody's movements. So you have to be very careful about how you apply this technology because it can get you into trouble if you use it in the wrong way. So it's good for business owners who want to track what their staff are doing in business-owned vehicles, where they're going, and you know, if they suspect a staff member is you know, doing things during the work day that they shouldn't be doing, they can certainly track their movements via something like that. What else have I got in here? Okay. Oh, I've got my dash cam, although my dash cam is actually in my car at the moment. So this is an excellent little device and really good for doing follows. The reason I say that is because all the video is, you know, it's continuous, and it obviously everything is time and date stamped. And so if you are doing a follow, you can even record the sort of speed a person is doing, and exactly where they are, their actual geographical location, because it gives your geographical coordinates as well. And just really good for if you are following somebody and you've got to be focusing on driving and you've got to have your hands on the wheel, you've got this little camera up front and center there, you know, filming what's going on in front of you. Also, I just think it's a vital piece of equipment for anybody spending a lot of time on the road. I think anybody who spends a lot of time on the road has quite a few incidents where people are driving dangerously or where something happens, and really good to cover you in an accident, you know, to be able to prove that it wasn't your fault. So that stays in my car permanently. It's always there. It's always recording whenever I'm traveling, and that's where it's going to stay. And yeah, as I say, we've been able to use the footage that we've obtained using the dash cam for evidence and etc. in our investigations. So it's handy on a number of levels there. The one I've got is the MyView 388. It's a Navman brand, and it's a really good little device. Really happy with that. So I can speak from experience with that one for anybody who's thinking of buying one. And I suppose your next question will be how much it was, and I can't remember. I'm so sorry, but I'm sure you can find out fairly quickly if you Google it. And the other thing is it records pretty well at night too, so that's good. We're sort of getting close to the end of my kit. I'm sure I've got a few more interesting things in here. Oh, look, my box of wigs. I have a couple of wigs. I have a short blonde one and a slightly longer sandy coloured one. So they don't come out very often, though. I've only had to use those on the odd occasion. I've got a couple of pairs of binoculars here. I've got a little mini pair, just a mini fold-out pair, and I've got a slightly more advanced pair in here, which I'll pull out. Bushmaster. And let me see, what can I tell you about these? Probably not a hell of a lot. Oh dear. Some people will see they'd remember all the specs, they'd be able to just reel them off, and you'd be so much more well informed than you are with me trying to do this. But anyway. Well anyway, they're binoculars, they're very large, and they look, and you can see a really, really, really long way with them. That's about all I can tell you about those. Very informative, aren't I? Okay, and of course, last but not least, I have my Sony video recorder, and I'm going to have to stop the recording and go and get it because it's actually in another location at the moment, and I do want to talk about that one with you because I think it's a really cool camera, and it's actually, oh, here it is. It's just in the cupboard. All right, let me pull out my Sony. Sony's a great brand, I think, when it comes to anything to do with video. Always has been. Always had Sony cameras, and they've always done me proud. This one, is actually, you know what? I'm going to go and get my. I might get my instruction manual for this one, because I wouldn't mind giving you some stats on this. But this is the optical steady shot, a cyber shot Sony camera. Now it's the model is DSC HX200. Sorry. So you can probably Google it. I've had this one for a couple of years now, so it's probably ready to be replaced, really. But it's got 30 times optical zoom, so that was the main reason I bought it, was because it's full HD and it's got optical zoom, and a 30 times optical zoom. So, you know, it's got a terrific range on it, and this is why I liked it. The optical steady shot feature is fantastic, because I find I rarely need to worry about a tripod or a monopod, because you can be on full zoom with this thing and have very little movement. I just found it to be really brilliant in that regard. So, I mean, it's got all the usual features on it. It's got some pretty cool stuff to play around with if you're into photography as well. But certainly from a PI's point of view, needing a camera that's easy to use, that's fully automatic, but that has all full manual settings as well, and that has such an incredible zoom on the standard lens, you just can't go wrong with this camera. It's fairly compact. It's not heavy. It's served me really well, and it's taken a bit of a beating. It's been used in all sorts of situations, in the bush and on the beach and here, there and everywhere, and it's still going strong. Haven't had any problems with it, and I'm sure it's got sand in it, dirt, dust, but it stood up to all of that. So, I can't say enough good things about this camera. It's a really good one. And that's about the only sort of camera that I can probably vouch for at the moment. It's the only one that I use. So I'm sure there may be better ones out there. I don't know, but I can only speak on behalf of this one, because this is the one that I've been using for the last couple of years. So, but sadly, it may have to retire soon, because I do know that technology is only built to last on average about 2 years these days. So I'm sure it'll probably start to play up on me at some point in the near future, and we'll have to start looking for the next model. So we'll see. But when I do get the next model, I will definitely be talking about that one as well at some point. All right, is that all I've got? Is that everything? Oh, I've got a debugger here, but I don't know anything about that one. It's a very simple device to use, but I've not had any cause to use it at this stage, and I couldn't speak knowledgeably about that. So I might have to find out a bit more about my debugger, my bug detection device, and then I'll get back to you on that one. So I think that's the extent of my kit bag. Obviously digital voice recorders and things like that. I've got a couple of those. So they're all handy. I'm actually recording on my Sony digital voice recorder as we speak. It seems to be pretty good. I can't tell you what model it is, though, because I didn't keep the box. I buy these things and then I forget what it is. But that's just me. So I hope that was informative, and I hope you guys learnt something from that today. I'm sorry that I couldn't be more technical with regard to the specs and things on some of these pieces of equipment that I use. Hopefully you got something out of it, and good luck. Good luck with all your equipment purchases. That's our show for today. Thanks for tuning in. If you have any questions or comments you'd like to make, we love feedback, so give us drop us a line get in contact. Let us know if there's anything that you would like us to talk about. If you're new to this field, or if you're thinking of becoming a PI, if there's anything you'd really like to know about, let me know, and I'll see if I can do a podcast on it at some stage. You can get in contact with us on our website, www.cloakinvestigations.com.au. You can email us at admin@cloakinvestigations.com.au. You can check us out on Facebook, or you can send us a tweet on Twitter. But other than that, that's all I have for today. So enjoy the rest of your week, the rest of your year. Hopefully you'll hear from me again sometime very soon.